At this time each week, we are during the legislative session, we are joined by our state senator for District 20. It is Rich Dreheim. Good morning, Senator Dreheim. How are you today?
I am good. A little cold, but thanks for having me.
Sounds like you're not on the road today. Are you back at home or in St. Paul? Or
No, we have the day off.
Okay.
So I am in district back at home.
That's right. It is a holiday, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday. You know, I have to admit to you, I was on vacation last week and didn't pay any attention to the state legislature, so I'm going to let you kind of direct this. Let's start off with some of the activities. You know, after a couple of weeks now you've been in session, the committees are really, I'm sure you have a very busy schedule and a lot going on within those committees. So why don't we start with those?
That'd be great. This last week was really the first week where we started having hearings. So the first week, it's just kind of everybody's getting organized, new staff has started, et cetera. And then the second week, we start having hearings where normally it's the departments that we work with within that committee come in and get a kind of a feel of where they're at, you know, where they're headed this year. And, of course, we bring up issues that we feel are important. So that's usually the second week what happens.
So getting into some more specifics, what have been the big topics so far this past week?
You know, the committees I am on, probably the most interesting, I think, for the common listener would have been the Health and Human Services Committee. We heard from a couple of people from Department of Health or DHS where anybody that's enrolled in a public program has an ID number. And they admitted that we have multiple ID numbers. And, you know, a year and a half ago, after my first session, I actually met with four different groups of county workers, and they sought me out. And I wasn't even on the HHS committees at the time, and talked to me about some issues that they think would help make Minnesota better. And one of them was the lack of what we call data matching or making sure that we're not paying the insurance companies that get paid so much per month. You know, for a small child, it might be $300 a month. Well, maybe someone my age, you know, maybe $800 or $1,000 a month. Well, if we have multiple IDs for those persons, we could be paying, you know, two, three, I heard up to six times for one person. And now some of them could have been kicked out of the system, but it is possible. And the problem is they don't know. And we have to fix that, especially with all the talk of having a Medicare buy-in or, you know, Medicare buy-in or whatever you want to phrase it or call it. We have to make sure we're being efficient, so we do have resources to do whatever we decide to do. So that was pretty interesting to me. In my committees that I sit on, Health and Human Services being the biggest committee, higher ed, you know, we heard from Minnesota State System, and we also heard from the U of M. President Taylor, you know, as the president of U of M, is heading out. And we'll have a new president shortly, but they have a big ask. In higher ed, they're both asking for quite a bit in extra funding. So we'll have to see what we have for targets and where that goes. With the Minn State System, wants an additional $246 million, and I think the U is at $87 million, plus they want some bonding money, which it isn't a bonding year, so we'll see what happens there.
Now, you have, this, of course, is your second year, but the first budget year that you have, and it sounds like the activities that you have going on in some of those committees, probably quite a bit different than last year, more, you know, budget, more finance-oriented. Would that be a fair statement?
Yep. So my first year was 17, and that was a budget year. So the even years are bonding, and the odd years are fiscal.
Oh, this is your third. That's correct. Okay.
Yep.
All right. State Senator Rich Dreheim with us from District 20. Anything else going on in those before we move on? Because I want to also get a preview for what's happening this week.
Well, the other thing that we started doing this week was meeting in the working groups. So we have our main committees, and we have a couple subcommittees. But it's really hard to get people together that aren't on the same committee because, you know, every afternoon I have solid hearings. And then in the morning, you know, up till like 11, you know, I meet with people. Tomorrow I think I have 13 appointments stuck in between hearings. So pretty much every 15 minutes you got someone coming in. I think Donnie's coming in, the mental health group, you know, constituents, whatever. So we had a hard time really focusing on let's say child care or mental health or Second Amendment or whatever it is. So people that might not be on a committee that deals with it, but are passionate about something or are concerned about something or have constituents that are really wanting them to dig into a certain issue. We have a chance to get down to the nitty gritty and kind of go around the room. At the mental health group that I was in this week, there's probably a dozen of the Republican senators there. And we went out of the room and see who's doing what and what they're working on and seeing where we can kind of focus a little more so we can get more done.
All right. Once again, State Senator Rich Dreheim is with us right now. Senator, a couple of weeks into the legislative session now, does it feel, you know, we have, of course, the federal shutdown and nobody's getting along on a federal level. Has it been pretty amicable this so far in the legislative session? Do you feel a little more optimistic than we are that things are going to get done and done on time?
You know, on the Senate side, you know, it's always been pretty good. The House is a little different. They have more members, probably a little more extreme on both sides. Yeah, the decorum isn't as tight, probably, as the Senate is. And I'm not saying it's bad, but it's just different. But on the Senate side, we get along pretty good. You know, most of the meetings I have, you know, I have a Democrat there. You know, so there's a lot of time that we work across the aisle on almost everything. So I don't think it's as split as people perceive it to be. You know, we all have our own agendas, but there is that middle ground that we do find. It's just not flashy for the news to cover it. So I do think that we'll get a lot done. And you know, I think, the governor is really eager to get things done, too.
Has the federal government shutdown affected the state government in any way, or do you see things on the horizon that if they don't get some type of agreement and reopen the government here in the near future, will that have some effect on the way that Minnesota does business? Is there any carryover between the two governments?
You know, there is. We rely on the federal government for quite a bit. You know, to me, it's about half of our spending, you know, for housing. You know, people that get some rental assistance, et cetera. And we spend about $1 billion a year on housing, the housing agency. Not all that's for rental. You know, there's programs in there to help build affordable housing, senior housing, et cetera. But 88% of that $1 billion or $880 million comes from the federal government. And, you know, we'd spend all our time talking about the general fund and, you know, under Dean, it pretty much doubled. But a lot of the spending also comes from the federal government, and that's also gone way up. And with the change in demographics we have coming, we're not going to be able to continue with that. But I think if we go more in another 3 weeks, I think we'll have some people feeling it a little bit more in Minnesota.
All right.
So, some Democrats.
Senator, anything else you'd like to add before you let you go?
No, I have my first bill up, I think, on Wednesday this week. I'm in the Jobs Economic Committee that would appropriate funds for the business development. It's called Competitive Grant Program. It awards funds to economic development organizations that will help, entrepreneurs, businesses grow for training. So it's my first bill up this year. So I'm kind of excited about that.
All right. Senator Dreheim, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. Enjoy your day off today, and we'll talk to you once again next Monday.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good week.
You too. Northfield's, District 20 State Senator Rich Dreheim. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. Coming up in just a moment or so, we got local news with Terry.